The Bernstein and Harris Show.
There will be on the non-relaxed brain show no self-congratulations.
Hey, when you're in the pocket, you're there to throw. You only run when you have to. It's DeMarcado breaking away! DeMarcado goes the distance!
I think DeMarcado's still running off into the sunset.
Is that his best game?
I'd have to look that up.
Isn't he a rookie? It's got to be his best game.
I'd have to look that up.
They said very early on that it was a season high.
That's probably the best run of his career.
I mean, easily.
That's what I would gather from that. Back here on Bernstein and Harris. Marshall Harris. I'm the Harris in that, by the way. Along with Layla Rahimi, who joins us every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But guess what? Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I should probably get the days right. Today is Thursday.
I don't know what day it is.
So this week she's here Tuesday through Friday. Dan's off.
Yes.
And also next week, you're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Because we have the Brat Stop show.
You have what?
The Brat Stop show.
I don't know what that is.
It's the All Canada Brat Stop show. No, it's not an All Canada show. It is definitely a Brat Stop show. Next Friday, we will be at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's the Brat Bowl.
Brat Bowl?
Do we line up brats and then face them against each other in kilo formations?
Listen, if you're assembling an all-eating team, first round pick over here.
I want the cheese curds. Dan and I are going to broadcast live from 10 to 2. Then it's Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6. It's all to get ready for Chicago against Green Bay. And there's a coat drive. So if you have a coat and it's gently worn, you can bring it or a brand new coat, and the Brat Stop will give you a $1 off coupon. That's only one per customer, and it's Friday, November 15th from 10 to 6. We will be there at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. I know we have a lot of listeners north of our little border here, so
yeah,
I'm hoping you guys hang
everywhere.
Out. Our Wisconsin contingent is actually pretty big. So that's 10 to 6 on November 15th next Friday at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It is all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit Ziegler Subaru, Z-E-I-G-L-E-R, ZieglerSubaru.com. Yeah, that's going to be a fun show, but mostly because I think Dan and I will be distracted by all of the Brat Stop stuff.
I'm sorry I can't be there. I have a previously scheduled wedding to attend. No, not my own, because I know that was your next question. Okay, maybe it wasn't.
I'm laughing.
On the inside, L-O-T-I?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Laugh at me. Self-deprecation is one of my
I knew
things.
It wasn't your wedding.
Okay, I'm just saying. But
you're allowed to have a life.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay. I do now that I work these pristine hours. I do.
Yeah, the midday shift hours are pretty clutch.
Yeah. I'm more of a day side kind of guy. It's great. You're doing your job today and tomorrow, and then next week, you'll be doing that job that you just mentioned, Brat Stop. You know who else is trying to do their job? Our Tuesday friend. We call him our Tuesday friend, TJ Edwards. He stops by every Tuesday to talk with us.
He's your friend on Sunday.
Yes, definitely. Although things got unfriendly this past Sunday with him and the rest of the linebacking corps, and really the defense at large. They could not stop the run. And if they want to beat the Patriots, who have this guy, Drake May, maybe you've heard of him, he likes to use legs as well as his arm, you might want to stop the run. TJ definitely understands that.
It's a point of emphasis every week. And as a backer, part of the front seven, we take that personally for sure. We know something's got to get cleaned up. And in the NFL, you're going to keep seeing something until you put the fire out. We know that it's coming, and we're excited about it. We have the guys to do it. We have the coaches and players to do it. And, again, it's kind of to my earlier point. We just got to get it done. It's really it.
TJ, it's kind of strange. Even before last week, is this defense was getting better. The run game was not as good as last year. Any reason why the personnel's pretty much the same? I mean, everything's the same, but that for some reason that's been an issue on you.
Yeah, we're getting out executed. Plain and simple. That's myself included. That's everybody. We have to do a better job as a unit to stop this run so that we can get quarterbacks to third down and make them beat us. And I truly believe our back seven is one of the best in the league, and we get them to favorable positions that will win. So we got to do a good job on first and second down to get into those.
So TJ very much saying things like what Amari DeMarcado did last week can't happen again.
Second season for him, by the way.
I want to point out, that's not his – best rushing game. It's not even his second or third best rushing game.
What?
That's his fourth best rushing game. He rushed for 78 yards last year on 20 carries in a loss to Baltimore. He rushed for 64 yards on just four carries in a loss to the 49ers. And he rushed for 58 yards. Or I guess, so that does make it his third best contest.
Season high for him.
Yeah, season high. 59 yards on all of four carries.
That's the thing. That's the part.
It's not great. It's not great. So without Big Bill, Andrew Billings in the middle, not
torn
knowing
pectoral.
If I think we're expecting Montez Sweat to go, but it's going to be not unlike what I described with the Bulls, and their losing happens when Zach LaVine's out, not just because Zach LaVine's not there, but because other people now get moved up who aren't as good.
Force multiplier.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, that's a great math reference.
It's just a Danism. I stole it from him.
Well, I have to tell him. I love me some math. But things aren't adding up for this defensive line.
I love you, math geek.
Yes.
Yes, Cynthia did say that yesterday.
That's a new one. I like that. That's a good drop. I want to say I'm concerned about that run defense first and foremost. And if Matt Eberflus is going to continue to call plays, that's got to be job one this week. So it's job one. Because even when T.J. Edwards was in the locker room talking about that defense, he talked about having one of the best back sevens in the league. Not best defenses, back seven. What is implied by that comment from T.J. Edwards?
Linebackers.
And?
Secondary.
What's not included in that group?
Defensive line.
So, yeah. So, we got to figure that out. And by we, I don't mean we. I mean they. And by they, I don't mean they. I mean Matt Eberflus and Eric Washington.
I think you're right. And I'm with you, by the way, on your theory that Washington should be the one calling the defense. I think that he blitzes more. And I feel like that's something the Bears got away from a little bit last week. We noticed that they were out of the gate aggressive, especially on third down. But it's the first two where they're typically running the ball, and that's the concern. Is it's defensive formation, but it's also something that they really got away from that I feel like Matt Eberflus talked about last year that they had improved on, and that was the tackling. But you can't just have it be automatic that your running back is going to get to the second and the third layers of the defense.
Yeah.
There's got to be some gap fits there and some stoppages at the line of scrimmage.
Now, how much do you think having Gordon back will help that as a physical guy who can do things in both the run and pass game?
That position is crucial to the defense as a whole. You know, it probably commits your opponent to run more anyway because you know the threat that he can bring from either intercepting the ball himself or causing somebody else next to him to do the same. So I feel like his health is going to be huge in how the defense looks overall, similar to how Montez Sweat made the secondary a lot better. But either way, that's going to be the first question for me from the opposing team. Is it's not just Drake May. It's how much is Drake May and the rest of the Patriot offense running on the Bears, making it look easy, taking time off the clock, preventing the Bears from getting on the field, making the defense tired. We saw a lot of that last week.
I think turnovers and takeaways are going to be the story of this game for the Bears. I think they're going to have some opportunities to really take advantage of the fact that the Patriots' offense is a good and they're going to be able to make things happen, maybe get some short fields, which lead to field goals. You would hope touchdowns if you're Shane Waldron.
That would be ideal. We want you to keep listening, by the way, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at Gale Street Inn on November 12th. That is next week. I'm hosting with Jalen Johnson. It's going to be a great conversation. It is sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing and AARP. The younger you are, the more you need AARP. That'll be a lot of fun. I hope that I don't talk to him about this.
I feel very targeted by your AARP comments.
No, I feel targeted. Neither one of us are retirement age, and they make a good point here. Why do I need it?
Well, I know I need it.
I'm looking at you with a scared face.
For all the discounts. I'm just here for the discounts. Once I'm AR, early bird special, you ain't got to tell me twice. So that's all fair and good.